Rock Valley College trustees will meet tonight to vote on a proposed rate hike. The plan would add $6 to the school's tuition rate of $93 per credit hour. Increasing costs for students is never a desirable situation for academic institutions. Rock Valley officials cite a bump in faculty salaries as part of their consideration of higher tuition. But they say another contributing factor is a state requirement tied to equalization grants, which are aimed at reducing disparities between schools when it comes to property tax revenue. RVC trustee Ted Biondo explains the requirement.
Community colleges must maintain in-district tuition and fees on a credit hour basis equal to 85% of the state average, combining those two rates.
The law says that if a school falls below that 85% threshold, it stands to lose the equalization funding. That would not be good news for Rock Valley, which is getting more than $1 million in such grants this year. Biondo says with other schools poised to raise their rates, they have to prepare for a scenario in which the statewide average would go up, putting Rock Valley in danger of slipping below the requirement.
I don't think it's fair that other colleges determine our cost.
Rock Valley's current rate ranks near the bottom. Biondo says having to raise tuition affects students in a community hard hit by the recent recession. He says middle-class students would especially feel the pinch. Biondo says the state could at least lower the minimum requirement so that schools and equalization districts wouldn't have to worry as much about raising costs. In fact, a bill sitting on Governor Pat Quinn's desk would do just that. Ellen Andrus is chief financial officer for the Illinois Community College Board, which pushed for the bill's approval.
The General Assembly just passed a law that says in order to get the equalization grant, you have to be within 70% of the statewide average, or if your students are already paying 30% of the total revenues, then it doesn't matter what your tuition is. And we're waiting for the governor to sign that.
A spokeswoman for Governor Quinn says he does plan to sign the measure. Andrus says the law's original intent was to create fairness among community colleges when it came to awarding these grants.
A long time ago, there were some colleges that never increased their tuition, and they just were really low in tuition, and they were receiving a grant for equalization. And some of the districts felt that you have to at least do something to help yourselves locally.
But Andrus says when the economy crashed, the size and frequency of tuition hikes began to go up, forcing other schools to raise their rates in order to keep pace with the requirement. She says that made them question whether 85% was an acceptable level. And while the law awaiting the governor's signature would help schools like Rock Valley, Andrus says she doesn't blame them for considering rate hikes now. RVC trustee Ted Biondo says they can't wait any longer to vote because pending pay raises go into effect next month. He also says until the governor actually signs the bill, it's not a firm guarantee yet that his school will get any relief from the rule change. Meanwhile, Sauk Valley Community College President George Myhill says roadblocks to funding aren't necessary at a time when institutions are looking at more budget pain.
With, you know, pension reform coming on the horizon, and our requirement to pick up more of those costs is going to put a further burden on our funding for all the colleges.
Sauk Valley's tuition rate is also below the state average. Like Biondo, Myhill thinks that schools receiving equalization dollars shouldn't risk being punished for wanting to keep their tuition rates in check. For now, they'll have to accept the proposal in the hands of the governor. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.